Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Phil Thomas, who is the director at London South East. How are you today, Phil?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing, Zach?
I'm doing very well. What's new and what's hot on the small caps area at the moment?
Lots of interest at the moment, obviously. The markets are quite buoyant today. They were obviously yesterday. FTSE 100 particularly reacted very well to the French elections on Sunday. That's nothing new there, but it was up to 2% and a bit yesterday with some change. FTSE 350 was up as well. I think people are hoping Macron's going to get in. He's very pro-business. He's an ex-banker. And something I didn't know but found out yesterday was he was ex-economic advisor to President Francois Hollande as well.
So that turned out well, didn't it?
Yeah, quite. But yeah, I think faced with the alternatives, I think in the markets are hoping for some stability and someone that likes business. Le Pen, I guess if she got in, then things might be a little different on the markets. Yeah. So, the markets have been favourable anyway for last, and they look to be similarly today as well. With regards to small caps and what's hot on the site at the moment, I'm in danger of repeating myself on some of these shares. I have talked about Ascent Resources before, but it's hit the top of our chatted. It was most talked about yesterday on the website, and has been for the last week actually. The chat has been a bit quiet around Easter, as is always the case. But that's what's been talked about. There was an RNS on Monday, and they released their audited financial results. I'd like to quote the CEO actually, because I was surprised quite how positive they were being in the RNS, I guess. And the CEO said, in the period under review, and I quote, and subsequently, the company has transformed itself from an explorer into a properly funded producer. And then the chairman went on to say, progress in the period under review and the first few months of 2017 is probably the greatest in the company's history. So they're setting the stage for a very positive, some figures there. And they were good figures. They were well received. The share went up best part 12% by market close. However, I would say, on a sort of cautionary note, it is a penny share. I mean, literally, it's 2p, and the spread was about 7% when it closed yesterday. It's retraced slightly this morning. I had a quick look. Yeah, it's down 1%, but I mean, for that sort of rise, that's not surprising. So that's what's causing a bit of a stir, certainly on the chat boards, and it'd be interesting to see how that one pans out.
Okay. Any other minnows to take a look at?
Another one I have mentioned before, but Sirius Minerals it's got some bits coming up as well. I talked about them a few weeks ago. They announced the market back, I think it was end of March, that they were going to go on to a main market listing, which was very well received. And what seems to have happened is the trading volumes have gone up significantly, and that share's gone up from 17.5%, sorry, not 17.5%, 17.5 pence to 25p in the last few weeks. I think that's just general.
So they've really shown how to start from scratch in terms of being a mining company with a big prospect and taking it through to becoming a big player, or a decent player.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Something which is not done, alas, quite as much as we would like, perhaps.
No, quite. I think I'm pleased with what they've done. It's nice to see. It's a positive story. And so that main market listing happens on Friday, I think, at 8 o'clock. So that'd be interesting to watch. I won't say too much more about them. But the reason I mentioned them in the first place is they're actually our most traded company at the moment. That's the share that's been traded the most through our trading system the last week. So, it's nice to see them doing well. And so the trading volumes have really kicked in, so which is good.
Right. Any other final names or new names that you've got?
I do have a new name. It's not a small cap, but I wanted to mention it for a couple of reasons. I like to pick out something a little bit different. There's a danger in a lot of the same sort of shares get talked about on the site sometimes or get traded. So I like to try and find something a bit different. I often look, particularly when it's an interesting market like it is at the moment, what's going up consistently and potentially bucking trends. And I use the sequential rises tool we have on the site for that. You can find that under the share prices tab and the research tools. And what that tool does, it just shows you shares that have had a streak effectively. And most shares will go up 3 or 4 days and have a little retrace and then go up, even in a good rising trend, they'll sort of hop up and down a little bit. So I'm always looking for ones that sort of seem to have a very strong upward momentum. I came across one yesterday that was Big Yellow Group. It's a FTSE 250 company. It's obviously self-storage. We've probably all seen them on the side of the motorways and things there, and where people can stick their stuff with their moving house and things like that, and long-term storage. I like the business model. And it's actually, it went up eight days consecutively, which is a quite a huge amount. Most shares just don't do that. And that was actually at the beginning of April, between the 3rd and the 13th. It just chiefly every single day, everything else was jiggling around, and that one went up solidly 8 days in a row. It's returned 20% over the last 6 months, which for that sort of size company, it's a 1.2 billion market cap company, so it's a big old company, and it's returned 20% in the last 6 months, which I think is pretty worth a look.
Looks like a steady business and a steady share price as well.
Absolutely, and they've got their final results, I think, at the end of May as well, 23rd of May. So it's one I'd keep an eye on, and I say that it's nice to find shares like that. Maybe it's not something you would... It doesn't get talked about a lot. It's not vast amounts of news on it, the odd RNS, but it's something you can sort of find these ones, using things like... I'll look for breakout patterns, but the sequential rises is a personal favourite of mine as well. So that's the last one I wanted to mention.
Very good. Phil Thomas, Director at London South East, thank you very much for joining us today.
A pleasure.